This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Executive producer Eric Williams here of 3 Joy in Melbourne. This is Community Network News, starting now.
With the latest Community Network News, I'm Penn Franz.
And I'm Anthony Lawton. Gay and lesbian groups are joining forces to discuss the heavy-handed approach used by police at recent GLBTIQ events. New Mardi Gras was one of 3 organisations to meet last night as part of the initiative called Project Blue, and it's put forward $2,000 to help the cause. They're hoping to address problems shown in Sydney's recent sleazeball, where sniffer dogs made their way onto the dance floor. ACON and the New South Wales Gay and Lesbian Lobby are also playing a role in the project.
The ACT's same-sex ceremony laws are in doubt, with the Greens threatening to veto the recent amendments.
There's no apparent flaw in this legislation, yet we're being told we have to water it down or amend it in some way. And there's no real articulated case as to why we should actually do that.
That's the Greens' Shane Rattenbury. Without the Greens' support, the changes will be unlikely to get through the Legislative Assembly next week, and if the law doesn't get through, it'll then be up to the Commonwealth to decide whether to throw it out or let it stand.
Thousands of red ribbons have been sold around Sydney to mark the 21st anniversary of World AIDS Day last week. Volunteers were joined by a couple of porn stars as part of the red ribbon appeal around the CBD, Darlinghurst and King's Cross. Governor-General Quinton Bryce was also on hand, paying tribute to all organisations that are working to reduce the impact of HIV in the community.
Micah Scott, presenter of Generation Next on Joy 94.9, has been named as Victoria's Young Member Representative for National Youth Week 2010. National Youth Week gives youth a voice and an opportunity to share concerns and showcase talents. An initiative of the federal, state and territory and local governments, National Youth Week happens mid-April next year.
In another setback for gay rights in the US, New York's Assembly has rejected a bill to allow same-sex marriage.
Announce the results.
Ayes 24, nays 38.
The bill is lost.
It's a shock for lobbyists who are hoping to make the state the 6th in America to improve marriage equality for gay and lesbian couples. But any moves to again try and legalise gay marriage in New York will have to wait until 2011.
Campbell, a town of 38,000 in California, has elected a young gay Asian man as its new mayor. Evan Lowe, a 26-year-old out gay man, is passionate about making a difference in his local community. Despite the town being over 70% white, Lowe was elected unopposed by the members of the Campbell City Council.
The actress who played the matriarch from 80s show Family Ties has finally come out. 62-year-old Meredith Baxter's revealed she's a lesbian on NBC's Today show. That's despite 3 marriages which saw her have 5 kids.
Got involved with someone I never expected to get involved with, and it was that kind of awakening. And I never fought it because it was like, oh, I understand.
Melbourne fans will get to hear George Michael live in concert next year. After first claiming no suitable venue was available, Michael has now responded to calls from fans on Facebook and other social networking sites to include Melbourne. Etihad Stadium will host the concert on March 3 next year.
Briefly in other news, nearly 180 gay couples have recognised their commitment to one another in the first year of Victoria's Relationships Register. A Mexican cardinal quoted the New Testament to back up his claim that homosexuals will never go to heaven in the Catholic faith. And next year's International Day Against Homophobia exhibition is calling for artists to put forward submissions by heading online to idahosydney.org.
To QNN Sport. In the US, Stanford football's head coach unleashed a homophobic tirade against the refs, who made a call he didn't like. Jim Harbaugh's rant was during a nationally televised game against Notre Dame. As yet, he hasn't been sanctioned. Still in the States, college basketball player Lauren Robinson has come out as gay. Playing for a Catholic university, Robinson spoke out in the student newspaper about being gay and Catholic. And Amelie Mauresmo, one of tennis's few out lesbians, has retired. Mauresmo won the Australian Open and Wimbledon in 2006, but has had limited success on the circuit since then due to persistent injury.
Any gay-related events or news happening in your community? Let us know. Head to qnn.org.au. That's Q&N for this week. I'm Anthony Lawton.
And I'm Pen Franz. We'll have more for you next time on Community Network News.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.